in Warriors offseason. The latest in this via Ali Thanawala and Tristy Rodriguez of NBC Sports. The Warriors, Kings, Pistons are discussing a Jonathan Kuminga, Malik Monk trade. It would be a three-team blockbuster that would send Kuminga and veteran point guard Dennis Schroeder to Sacramento in separate sign-and-trade deals. The Kings, in turn, would send Monk to the Pistons and second-year NBA guard Devin Carter and newly acquired big man Dario Saric to the Warriors, the source said. Now, that's just a discussion. We don't know if that's going to happen. If it is, I would love your thoughts on it. 888-957-9570. I don't think Warriors fans would be all too thrilled about getting just Devin Carter and Dario Saric for one Jonathan Kuminga. If that's the case, I'd rather just keep JK at that point. But are Warriors fans at, and I'll ask you this, Sam, are you at a point with the JK drama? Like, you just want to wipe your hands and be done with it. Is that a conversation where you could just cut the losses?
Is it bad that I have, like, kind of two answers on this one? There's
Sure, you can be Steiny, sit on the fence. That's fine.
No, it's not sitting on
the... By the way, real quick with Matt Steinmetz, as we saw him in the hallway.
He's in a great mood this morning.
I was saying I was lying. He's like, you don't believe anything you just said.
That's how you know
Warriors.
He's in a good mood, is when he comes in with a big scowl on his face and just starts, you know, doubting everything we say.
He went first name on me. Steiny doesn't call me Joe. Like, I don't call him Matt. He doesn't call me Joe. He's like, Joe, you don't believe what you just said. Come on, Joe. I'm like, what?
Not gonna lie.
That I think the Warriors actually could be good next year if this is just the current team. Wow. It's almost like they were good like this team a couple months ago. Whoa. That's insane. Do people just forget about what took place the last few months? I just want to ask Warriors fans, do y'all forget what happened? You just didn't believe what you saw on TV, a good team? You just didn't want to believe it? I guess that's where we're at. I don't know. I choose to believe that this is actually a good roster on our hands, but some might differ.
Well, you see.
It's fine.
Bob Dylan once wrote a song called The Times They Are A-Changin'. Joe Spadoni never heard that song. Oh, so when the Warriors didn't change, he took it hard. Like that little Anchorman reference there?
Well, no, I think that was your Steiny like impersonation because Steiny loves
Bob
Dylan.
Of course, it all falls in together. But no, the league, it is a-changin'. And if the Warriors aren't going to change with it, it's hard for me to take them seriously as legitimate West contenders.
You know what? The more things change, the more they stay the same. So how about that? I just throw it back in your face.
What song was that from?
It's called History, buddy. Look it up.
Okay, right? Sure. Yeah, because that's exactly the look at America right now. Happy 4th of July, America. Exactly. We had 249. Who saw that coming? Not the British, that's for sure. So I said I had two answers on the JK thing. There's the answer I want, and then there's the answer that I think might be best for the Warriors. The answer I want is, like, guys, figure it out. Like, you got this incredibly talented player in Jonathan Kuminga. Figure out a way to make it work. Steve Kerr, you're one of the 15 best coaches in NBA history. You're a four-time champion head coach here at the Warriors. Like, I trust you. I believe in Steve Kerr. You know, Steve Kerr, Harvey Dent, handshake, guys I believe in. But, you know, without the Harvey Dent end.
Steve Kerr is two-faced is what you're saying now. That's great.
You know, maybe I don't like that.
I think Warriors fans would agree with you on that one.
I think I just stepped on my own foot there on that one. But
it happens.
No, I do believe in Steve Kerr. He's a championship coach. He can be here as long as he needs to be. I put the focus on Steve Kerr. Make this work. Like, that's what I want to see. Just figure out a way to make it work. You got Steph, you got Jimmy, you got Dre, you got JK, you got the pieces here. The Lego bricks are there. I need you to build them up into this tower of greatness. Then there's kind of maybe the answer might be best for both parties. It is that maybe a split is needed here. Maybe Kuminga is just so fed up with his situation, with his work situation with the Warriors, which, again, this is not uncommon. We saw it happen with Clay a couple years ago where it's just things become such a certain way in the hallways of Chase Center. And I don't know the specifics of it all. I only have, you know, little drips and drops here and there. But clearly things were not great behind the scenes during that time, and that led to Clay's exit. Clearly things are not great with JK and the Warriors behind the scenes, starting back from when he went to complain to CJ Holmes about his role, and then he cut off all of his hair when we all thought he was going to get traded that year. And it's just, this is 2 years in a row now where it's just, it feels like there's just, the pieces just aren't fitting together. They're not meshing. There's a friction there between the Warriors and Kuminga that's just been kind of underlying beneath everything. And I don't know if another year of that is particularly a healthy option for this franchise. Now, again, if the Warriors and Steve Kerr and the coaching staff, they could figure out a way to come together and sing Kumbaya for a year, maybe, yeah, you're cooking with something,
but the Beatles.
There's a lot that we need to see. I need to see that happen first before I'm willing to believe it, because the last 2 years, it's just, it doesn't feel like it's quite getting there yet.
Where are we at with Jonathan Kuminga, Dub Nation, 888-957-9570? At this point, it feels like he's coming back. If I was a betting man, I'd say 85-90% JK is coming back.
Are we betting on with JK's future?
Oh, he's going to stay here.
There you go. There's the smart money.
There's the smart money right there.
He's leaving now that I said that.
By the way, Anthony Slater tweeted this last night, about 10 hours ago. R95.7, the Game Warriors Insider, covers the team for The Athletic currently.
Big mashed potatoes guy.
He is. There's nothing near the finish line on the Jonathan Kuminga front as the third night of free agency wraps, per sources. Conversations ongoing with Warriors and several teams on periphery. Warriors also waiting on Al Horford decision.
Kind of like a mashed potatoes guy.
So, again, we had maybe differing reports here. These are conversations that are having. But right now, according to Anthony Slater, who's as tapped in as anyone when it comes to the Warriors, all quiet on the Western front when it comes to the Warriors. In the meantime, let's go to Steven in Oakland, who wants to join in the conversation. Steven, good morning.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say that everyone who can't understand that the Warriors already did something should not be talking about basketball. The Warriors got Jimmy Butler, and after they got Jimmy Butler, they had the best, if one of the best, if not the best record in the entire NBA. Thinking that for some reason this team wouldn't be good next year is silly. And if we all remember correctly, because it seems like a lot of these fans have the memory of goldfish, the reason why we broke down in the playoffs was because we had to grind so hard just to get into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Well, if we have Jimmy Butler for the full season, we're not even going to be in that position. We're going to be resting guys going into the playoffs like every other team that was out of the, you know, play-in bubble. And we're also going to be playing a better seed that probably isn't going to grind us down in the first round. You guys just got to, like, I don't know, apply, like, logic and objective information into your analysis.
Wait, hold on.
Steve, you want to talk some logic and analysis here. How old is this team going to be next year? Do you truly believe that everything we saw for the last 2 months of the year is repeatable with an older team that looked the exact same over an 82-game schedule against a bunch of opponents that have made themselves bigger? The equation is not the exact same last year as it is this year. The only thing that's the same is the Warriors. So you think that you truly believe that the older team that the Warriors will have next year can keep upright for the entire 82-game schedule and not have to grind their way into the playoffs like they did last year?
Yes, because they're going to be able to load manage more because they're going to have a better performance record. By having a better record, you can load manage more. It's just what I said. They had to grind the entire way into the playoffs because their record was so bad. They had to focus on just getting in the play-in with a much significantly better record. Just looking at the objective information of when we got Jimmy Butler, we won't have to do that. That alone will make us a healthier squad. Also, don't forget about the Spurs that won a title in, 2014? Yeah, old teams can win titles, dude. Just saying, oh, they're old is lazy, illogical.
Who was the best player? Real quick, Steven, because you're cooking right now, and I agree with you for the most part. When you said you guys, you're actually making most of the points I've been making. Who was the best player on that Spurs team that won it all in 2014?
The best player, I would say, was a young Kawhi.
Yes.
With at Spurs, Manu and Tony Parker.
It was really Kawhi Leonard, though. Thank you, Steven.
So
Kawhi Leonard was the best
player. Who's the Kawhi of this Warriors team, then, Steven?
Exactly. He gone.
Oh, okay.
He was on for 3 minutes. It's a lot.
On the River Islands, guess.
He was. Thank you.
Like, forgot to hit it before he got
him on. It's not the same. Like, I'm not here for the Kuminga's it could be Kawhi conversation.
That would be so cool, though.
It'd be great. But I've heard, and I rubbed my head the other day with Shasky because I've heard Ron Artest. I've heard I've heard Tracy McGrady. I've heard Kawhi Leonard. He's Jonathan Kuminga. Okay, he's not going to be those guys.
I have a confession to make. I've kind of compared Kuminga to Kawhi in the past as like a discount version. They're not the exact same, but I see some similarities. I don't think Kuminga's ever going to be Kawhi. He could definitely be special in his own right. I'll say it.
Kawhi played collegiate basketball and was more polished than Jonathan Kuminga when
he got into
the league.
I'm not saying that Kuminga is going to be better than Kawhi. I'm just saying I don't shake a stick at that comparison there. But listen, Jonathan Kuminga is a major X factor in this year. If he can take that big leap that we all imagine him making, I do believe, yeah, that changes the conversation. It's just a matter of, do you believe that he will even be here to make that leap? If the Warriors trade Kuminga away, again, I'd like to see what the return
Jonathan
is.
Jonathan Kuminga wins two finals MVPs like Kawhi Leonard, I will host this show naked for a whole week. It's not happening.
I hope you scrub your feet that week at least. You're never living
My feet are not going to be shown.
That was a low blow, dude.
My feet are balling, by the way. I got a lot of... We actually got tips when I put my feet out there. People were tipping me. Maybe I should lean into that.
There you go. You know, hey, anything to give us more money at this station. Show those dogs off.
Only Spadoni. There you go.
There you go. But yeah, it's just...
Like that, Carter?
Let's see. Again, if the trade that's on the table right now or theoretically on the table or out in the ether of whatever happens and it's Devin Carter and Dario Saric are on this team trying to help them out, I'm not getting excited for a playoff run. I'm getting excited for, boy, I really hope we can not lose to the Mavericks in the play-in game.
If that happens, that truly shows just how dumb the Warriors are if they got Devin Carter and Dario Saric for Jonathan Kuminga.
Now put Malik Monk in there.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, you know, maybe there's some hot grease in that pan that we're cooking with. I don't know, but I want to see that. I am going to evaluate based on what it is right now. And based on what it is right now, simply to me, is just, it's not good enough. You'll get to the playoffs. You'll push it. You're a stepping stone team, basically, at this point. As in, you are the stone that the championship team steps on its way to the NBA Finals. Like, that's what you are.
888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text. We got Dave Fleming joining us in about 14 minutes, Giants broadcaster, and obviously our Giants insider. Talk some Gigantes as they're looking for the split in Arizona before three-game set in Sacramento tomorrow against the Athletics. In the meantime, let's go to Rodney from Berkeley, talking Jonathan Kuminga, talking Warriors expectations next year. Rodney, good morning. You're on Spadoni and Lubman on the Morning Roast.
How you doing, fellas? Thanks for having me on. My take on Kuminga isn't Kuminga. It's Draymond. Draymond averages a triple single for the entire season. He needs to come off the bench. Keep Kuminga. Let him start with everybody else and put Draymond on the bench. Dude is past his prime. Save him for the crunch time, like when the Warriors, when Steph and them were young, their vets came off the bench, right? Came for the third quarter, and then they were fresh. Do the same thing with Draymond.
I don't hate that.
Thanks, Rodney.
I just don't believe that'll happen.
No.
It would be awesome, but that's, as I say, Sam Lubman, I believe in Steve Kerr. I believe in Steve Kerr to not do that, unfortunately.
There is a level,
step on my foot again.
There is a level of, you know, ego that is involved in something like that, that I don't know if Draymond would allow that to happen, or maybe he would. I feel like for a moment he was coming off the bench until he wasn't, and then he got reinserted into the starting lineup, and then it was, status quo going forward.
It was pretty good when he was coming off the bench.
In fairness, though, like, and I hear you, Rodney, that lineup of Moody, Pods, Draymond, Steph, and Jimmy was balling. They were balling until they weren't in the playoffs, and that's a legitimate conversation. And they had to end up pivoting, and Buddy Hield got inserted there. They kept Pods, and it was what it is because Moody just couldn't find a shot. He looked like his confidence was just drained from him. But during that stretch, like 10-0, 11-0, something ridiculous. They just couldn't lose. They set off one of the best stretches for a starting five in the history of the NBA, which, again, it was a small sample size, but they were amazing together. Now, is that going to be the starting lineup heading into next season? We'll see. Do they stick with Buddy Hield like they were doing in the playoffs in the starting lineup?
That's the other thing. Is playoff Buddy Hield going to show up during the regular season?
Well, no, he's a hot and cold player.
We were banging our heads against the wall over Buddy Hield all of last year. You know, there was the Buddy Hield revolution at the start of the year. And then, you know, I called him the Splash Buddy, and everyone hated that nickname, and I must still stick by it. And then he was just a nightmare on the court for a big chunk of that season. And then all of a sudden he was in the playoffs and we all loved him. So it's, again, we're counting on so much inconsistency and ups and downs and roller coasters there. And it's just, it feels like a Warriors championship shot. It's just like, we're in a dark room firing a bullet in the dark with blindfolds on, hoping to hit a target. I mean, sure you could, but I'm not taking that as like a truly dependable option. And again, for a lot of teams, that is what, you know, a title chance is you're basically in a dark room, wearing a blindfold, firing a gun at a target. But if, again, this is a little bit different for the Warriors because there is the added importance of getting Steph that ring for the thumb. And that's where I all bring it back to. It's what is the move that gets Steph that fifth ring, if that is still indeed the goal. I know they changed it last year to play meaningful games. There is a big part of me that looks at this upcoming season as potentially the last truly great shot Steph Curry has to get that fifth ring. Now, if the Warriors back off that and say, yeah, we're just trying to do the best we can, yeah, then I think there's a change in course that Warrior fans can have in terms of their expectations of this team. Until that happens, though, I put the added emphasis on what can you do to get back to the finals. And sitting around doing nothing while the rest of the conference is getting better, to me, is not going to get you closer to that overall goal.
Let's go to AJ in Los Angeles, wants to join in this Jonathan Kuminga conversation. AJ, good morning. You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, what's up? Can you hear me? I'm on the Bluetooth.
Yeah, you sound fine.
It's a very good sound of Bluetooth.
Thanks. Hey, so, man, it's interesting. Like, maybe I'm tripping, but it seems like five consecutive years, there's been some toxic issues going on in that organization, from Poole to KD to Clay to JK, and I just don't understand what's going on. I mean, I hear, you know, you guys mentioned there's a lot of trust with this guy and that guy and the fraudulent starting lineup that won those games at the end of the year, knowing that they had no chance in the playoffs. It was just not a playoff lineup. And then the Jonathan Kuminga situation where, you know, at the end of the season, obviously it was a smear campaign out on Jonathan Kuminga to suppress his value. And I guess somebody didn't read the CBA. And now you're in this situation on top of Steve Kerr's public humiliation of the kid going out, you know, at the end of the season. I mean, he has to go, you know. And it's not that he has to go because of him. I think he has to go because the overall infrastructure of what's been going on with the Warriors over the last few years. And, I mean, he has to go just to thrive. I mean, anyone with any integrity will want to see this kid go out and shine and have a career. Why would you want to depress him or, you know, compress his career in an organization that's obviously in the downward spiral right now?
Downward, you know, spiral? They were just in the second round of the Western Conference playoffs.
I don't know.
Thanks,
if I
AJ.
Go so deep Jesus. As to call it downward.
No, he was wrong on like 50 different fronts right
well,
there.
Well, no, he did have an interesting point. The 5 years plus of drama, it does seem like
there's not this, but this whole Kuminga thing is honestly, it's not on the level of Jordan Poole getting punched by Draymond Green. It's not on the level of the toxicity with Klay Thompson and the ownership and the contracts. It's not. I'm not buying it. Like, the players were fine with Jonathan Kuminga last year. When I heard the postseason pressers, or the after the season pressers, I should say, from Steph, Jimmy, Draymond, they're all very supportive. He was a soldier last year. If anything, it's between Steve Kerr and Jonathan Kuminga, and it's not as toxic as I think it is between those two.
That.
I don't think there's like animosity on a personal level between them.
No,
yeah,
not
Jonathan
personal.
Kuminga just wants to like have an opportunity to have more minutes. That's really it. And I think you can say that for a lot of players around the association. And this notion that there was a fraudulent starting lineup and that they were never going to be a playoff team, they literally, their last game of the regular season was for a playoff spot. What are we talking about here? I'm just tired of this misinformation, and we're just trying to twist what actually happened last season. Jonathan Kuminga got hurt, they got Jimmy Butler, and the team was better, and they were really good. And then they tried to find this Rubik's Cube puzzle when Jonathan Kuminga came back, and it didn't work last year. But you know what? That happens because there was such a small amount of sample size that they were not trying to mess around with it. They said, JK, you know what? This is working right now with Jimmy, with Moody, with Pods. We'll figure it out in the offseason, maybe, if you stay here, and we'll figure it out start of next year when we'll have more runway. Let's not act like the book has been written on JK with Jimmy, Steph, and Draymond, because it hasn't. It just hasn't. I'm not here for that. I'm not.
It hasn't, but we're in the final chapters of it. I mean, it's, again, I agree with you on the Kuminga Kerr thing. I don't think the animosity got super deep, but again, there was definitely frustrations. There was definitely frictions there. And I think if you were ending last year wondering if the fit with Kuminga on this team is there or not, and you were leaning towards the not option there, I don't blame you, because a lot of what we saw suggested that they're struggling to find a place for him on this team. That's why I look at this training camp that's going to be coming up in a few months, where Steve Kerr, he made the promise. I believe it was on these airwaves that he made this promise, and he said, I'm going to try and work Kuminga and Jimmy into the lineup together more often. That's the time to make that happen. And if they could succeed at that, that could change the entire tenor and trajectory of the season. And I would like to believe in that, but I don't, fault me if you want to do this. I want to start to see it happen first before I put my eggs in that basket. And if that makes me, a whatever you want to call it, depending on what that whatever is, yeah, sure, so be it. I'll take that label. But yeah, that's where I'm at. I need to see this thing start to come together before I'm going to believe in it. And I need to see some sort of forward momentum here before I start believing this season could be better than last year.
You're like Charlie from the Santa Claus with Tim Allen. Seeing is believing, but believing is also seeing. Colin from Boston wants to join in the conversation. You like that deep cut there, Joe Hawks, in the background? I know he does.
The movie references this morning, man.
That's what I do, baby.
The movie roast.
Colin, what should the Warriors do with Jonathan Kuminga?
I think Warriors just need to work it out with Kuminga, because we definitely going to need him next year. Like, the big three, they getting older, and we seen what happened last year. All their legs getting tired. Draymond saying on podcasts, there are times he couldn't stand down there with Rocket Center. I just think the Warriors need to work it out with Kuminga, and then stop bullying Kuminga like that. You guys know this guy averaged 18 points a game last year. I think that's what it is, without having no plays for him. I don't think Kerr had any plays for him. He was just getting 18 point a game just off the scratch. Imagine this kid on this team with Jimmy, Draymond, Curry, where they are making plays for him, guys. I think he never really had a good chance with the Warriors. They never actually, stayed with them. And then the injury last year kind of messed up for him and stuff. I just think if the Warriors work it out with them and then they try, at least try it next year, where Curry drew some plays for him, where he's like a big part of the team. I think we can do better next year with him.
Yeah, totally. Colin from Boston right there. We're up against it. We're going to have Dave Fleming on here in a couple minutes to talk some Giants. But I'm with you in this respect, Colin. He's much more valuable to the Warriors right now than any other team in the league. The NBA has spoken on where Jonathan Kuminga stands right now in the association. The value is just not very high. No one wants him. Let's just call it what it is. So let's just stay with the Warriors, where there is at least some value here. You know the personnel, you know the player, and let's see if they can work it out in these coming months. And maybe, just maybe, he can actually thrive with Jimmy, Steph, and Draymond.